So we're going to do the practice for session 6 of the Mindful Living Workshop, relating differently to our thoughts, and indeed learning to relate to our thoughts, not from them. Establishing our postures now, doing what you have learned to do now to establish an erect and dignified posture, but not one that's stiff. Let there be ease in the body. And then finding the breath, perhaps feeling the breath in a deeper way a few times, to help you really connect with it. And then letting the breath settle and be just as it is. Using this first few minutes of our practice as a time to really gather the awareness into the present moment through breathing. Possibly even counting the breaths, up to 5, 1 per breath, coming back to 1 when the mind wanders, gathering the awareness into the breathing. The mind easily wanders off the breath, often into thinking. And when that happens, you might just make a simple mental note, thinking, thinking. And then come back to the breath. Noticing how the attitude is. And as best you can, establishing a curious and kind attitude throughout the practice. Some thoughts that show up are almost imperceptible, like wispy clouds, and labeling them thinking, thinking is sufficient. Others are a little more substantial. You might notice a type of cloud, a type of thought, labeling such as planning, planning, worrying, worrying, daydreaming, daydreaming. critical mind, judging mind. Making these mental notes, these labels, and then gently coming back to breathing. Continuing to gather the awareness into the present moment through breathing. And as you feel ready, gently letting your awareness expand around the breath to take in the whole of the body. Breath and body as a whole. Reconnecting with the contact points of sitting, feet, bottom, hands, torso. Opening to all the sensations within the body, along with the breath. Holding the different sensations that are salient, that really are noticeable, in this wide awareness of breath and body as a whole. When different thoughts or thought emotion bundles show up, recognizing them and allowing them and feeling them ever so slightly through the body. So a little bit of rain practice here. So label the thought or the thought emotion bundle. Feel it for its brief life through the body. That's part of the investigation. And a whole spirit of allowing. Allowing the experience to be here. Also allowing any aversion to the experience. And feeling it too through the body. And when it's passed, just being with breath and body as a whole again. as we engage in this practice, we can become friendly and familiar towards all the habitual places that the mind tends to wander to, what we begin to call our top 10 hits, our favorite worries and concerns. And we might label them as the act of recognition. It's a way of saying, I see you, Mara. I see you, Mara. And then allowing them to be here, inviting them in, inviting in any aversion towards them as well, and feeling them through the body, little investigation. With top 10 hits, we can notice these habitual places the mind wanders to. Ah, there's the judging mind, the worry mind, critical mind, negative thinking mind. Or maybe there are specific current worries that are habits of late. Ah, there's the money worry, the health worry, family worry, relationship worry, work worry, or concern. Recognize, allow, and investigate through the body while the experience is here. And as it passes, letting it go. As it's going. And so we learn to be not so fully identified with these top 10 hits. That's the end of rain, not identified. It's just experiences, habits of the mind moving through. Noticing the old propaganda of the mind, I see you, Mara. Recognizing, allowing, investigating, not identifying with these top 10 hits as they show. Perhaps even saying as part of the N of rain, naturally, naturally. It's a way of really acknowledging that these old habitual places for the mind have arisen out of a whole universe of causes and conditions that are naturally unfolding. Of course, of course. And now let's take a short period of time to deliberately invite in a difficulty, especially if you have a difficulty that has a lot of thoughts associated with it. It may be a difficulty that is showing up during the practice, or it may be something you've been ruminating or worrying about over the past day or few days. Taking a moment to choose a difficulty to practice with, remembering it doesn't have to be a big deal, it could be quite a small difficulty. That's a good way to practice practicing. Helps us get better with the bigger ones. Being aware of the difficulty and the story around it is all part of the R of rain, recognition. And you might even give the difficulty a name or a number of names as you experiment with what it's about. And as you label the difficulty, recognizing it, deepen into an allowing it, accepting that it's here for you. You won't push it away right now. And part of that allowing is allowing any aversion towards it. That can be the flip side of the A of rain, allowing the aversion. Of course, we don't want our difficulties. That's natural. And beginning now to feel the difficulty through the body, let the story go, and just notice wherever you're feeling it through the body, not to get rid of it, not to change it, but to really explore, investigate, deepen your knowing of this difficulty, your understanding. Feel it through the body. Perhaps there's one area in particular that's particularly tight, contracted, tense. The breath is short, the belly's tight, the shoulders are hunched, or the jaw is clenched. See if you can not try to fix these experiences, but rather deepen into them. perhaps breathing in and out of them or with them as a way to abide a little more deeply. Ah, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Letting the end of rain be known through the first three steps. Naturally, we're noticing, this is not always so, this difficulty, or it's not all of who I am. Recognizing that by investigating the difficulty and letting it be here, you've been nurturing yourself. Another end of rain. We cannot change what we do not know. The end of rain. And you may not feel finished with working with your difficulty. See if you can just breathe in and out of it a few more times. Gently let it be. Gently let any aversion for it to be. And come back to breath and body as a whole. And at the sound of the bells, let's shift gears into the hearing. We still have a sense of sitting here, being embodied and breathing, and we're now letting the object of our mindful awareness be the sounds, the pitch, the volume, the timbre, the duration of different sounds. Soft, subtle, louder, intermittent, background sounds, letting our ears be like microphones. Noticing the sounds as acoustic events. They arise out of a world of conditions and causes. They're not personal to us. You get caught up in thoughts about the sounds, or just caught up in thoughts. Again, labeling them, noticing if there's any top 10 hits, feeling through the body, and coming back to hearing. We've been sitting with our thoughts as acoustic events, as a model for now sitting with, we've been sitting with the sounds rather, as acoustic events, as a model for sitting with our thoughts as mental events. And so at the ringing of the bells, shifting to hearing your thoughts, as it were. hearing the thoughts as mental events that come and go in awareness. Or perhaps using a bit of imagery, clouds across the sky, images on a screen or across a stage, leaves moving down a stream, or if you get a real flood of thoughts, you might have a sense of standing behind a waterfall, the thoughts cascading in front of you, but you're not in them. As we relate to the thoughts, not from them. You get caught up in a whole whirlpool of thoughts. You might need to really feel your body sitting and breathing for a few moments. Establish some groundedness and then open to the thoughts again. Noticing any top 10 hits. Noticing that the thoughts are conditioned events or conditioned arisings. They don't define us. Simply nature unfolding in this moment. And at the ringing of the bells, allow yourself to come back to the breath. Just resting in the breath now, in these last few moments. Meditation teacher Sharon Salzberg writes, "Mindfulness allows us to watch our thoughts, see how one thought leads to the next, decide if we're heading down an unhealthy path, and if so, let go and change directions."